All right, we do this from time to time. We call Ed Carter's Sports Hotline. This is a guy somewhere in East Texas who still does one of these old homespun, dial-it sports hotlines with the news of the day or his commentary.
So outdated.
It's probably the only one still in existence, but it's entertaining to call him from time to time. So let's give Ed Carter's Sports Hotline a call. I don't see how he makes money on this.
Yeah, he never has really, like, advertisers or anything.
With your sports break from May the 27th, in the year of our Dan Patrick supporting Lord 2014, I'm Ed Carter. Well, my fellow Americans, despite the best efforts of the communist-in-chief, Memorial Day still took place yesterday in America. And I am one American who honored our fallen with prayer, reflection, grilling, and good old-fashioned drinking. Old Ed was out in his front yard honoring America by drinking a case of Pearl, singing alongside Toby Keith, blaring out of my F-350 before kneeling down on a transmission part and praying to our Lord Jesus. I know Obama wants us all to be a bunch of transgendered government teat-sucking vegetarians, but I'm going to do what's right and honor our founding fathers by eating a steak.
Okay.
Everybody was kissing the Ranger season goodbye, and now they've hauled off and won 6 out of 8. Look at that, Russia.
Russia?
Let's also look at who the Rangers beat. Detroit, Seattle, Minnesota, all them Yankee teams. As I've always said, on here and on other places that are not here, the South will rise again.
It has nothing to do with South versus North.
Hey, listen, you Yankee teams that aren't actually the Yankees, next time y'all want another whooping, y'all come on down here to Texas and get you some.
This is ridiculous.
There is a slogan that we have down here in the South that the North has never heard of. It's called, "Don't Tread on Me." Well, I will add to that, "Don't Tread on Me," unless you want a size 10 Justin Original lodged up where all your food turns brown.
God!
In women's volleyball.
No
volleyball
way.
In NBA news, what's the deal with Mark Cuban being called a racist? Uh-oh. He didn't say anything that was near offensive enough, in my view.
Oh, no.
Turns out the only NBA owner that has a lick of sense is Donald Sterling.
Oh, my God.
And now they're trying to run him out of there.
Whoa. Jeez.
What is going on with the NBA?
Generic.
It's almost as if the N in NBA stands for Not Enough Sense Basketball Association.
Oh, God. I was about to have to dump him.
In women's volleyball.
Again?
Came up again.
In NFL news, why didn't Jerry Jones draft old Johnny Manziel? We have a chance to draft football Jesus, and if we get that chance, you better start buying sandals and assembling apostles, not passing on him for some Yankee offensive lineman from Notre Dame, a college that ain't even really Christian.
Oh, man.
I got two reasons why that pick won't work, Mr. Jones, and the reasons are Notre and Dame. It's time to undo your mistake, Mr. Jones. draft Johnny Manziel.
It's now.
Your sports break for May 27th, year of our Dan Patrick supporting Lord, 2014. I'm Ed Carter.
All right, there it is. The opinions are his own. Ed Carter.